Brilliance Audio.
The Second Time We Met by Frances Mensah Williams, performed by Remy Milner. Prologue. Kara braced herself as the coach jerked to a stop, grabbing the seat in front to avoid banging her head again. Thankfully, Kensington was the last pickup point for volunteers before the coach was to deposit them at their allotted patch for food parcel distribution. And she leaned back, irritated by the confines of her window seat. The headrest had already flattened the back of her loose afro corkscrew curls, while her Doc Martens only just slotted into the space above the foot rack. After a cursory glance at the new arrivals trooping down the aisle, she turned back to stare gloomily through the window. The grey November skies reflected the steady dip in her spirits since boarding the coach outside Kensal Green Station 45 minutes earlier. Why the hell did I let Ashanti talk me into this? Not that her best friend had given her much choice. Kara, I know this time of year reminds you of he who must not be named, but I'm not going to stand by and watch you spiral again, Ashanti had declared. Rosie and I have given you space, but you've missed two girls' nights out, and there's only so much Netflix anyone should be watching. I've signed you up as a volunteer for a charity called Parcels of Hope, and you're starting on Saturday. Flatly refusing to take no for an answer, Ashanti had pressed a brightly coloured flyer into Kara's hand, while pointing out that volunteering would get Kara out of her own head, as well as her tiny top-floor flat. Not to mention, she'd added virtuously, helping the lonely and underprivileged.
Sorry, but is this seat taken?
Kara's heart sank at the sound of an unmistakably plummy accent, and she turned away from the window. Although the coach had been filling up steadily at each pickup point, she had hoped to keep the seat beside her free and not be drawn into conversation with a random volunteer. A broad-shouldered man in a well-cut dark wool coat brushed back a floppy blonde fringe and gestured towards the empty seat.
Bloody stupid question, really, isn't it?
Despite the posh enunciation, his smile was so warm that his greenish-grey eyes crinkled at the corners, and, despite her reservations, she found herself smiling back and nodding.
It's fine. I mean, it's free. There's no one sitting there.
He raised a dark blonde eyebrow, and Kara burst into giggles at her equally ridiculous response. He slid into the seat, and his bulk immediately filled the space. To her horror, the moment Kara felt his muscular thigh press against hers, a frisson of excitement darted through her.
What the hell, Kara? Get a grip!
With the coach on the move again, Kara shifted in her seat to break the contact between them. Seconds later, he sat back in his seat with a satisfied sigh and spread his legs a little wider, touching hers once again and setting off another spark of electricity down her thigh.
This is all pretty cozy, don't you think?
Her new neighbour tilted his head towards her, and she smiled in response to the teasing note in his voice. The space was so cramped, it was hard to blame him for occupying what little there was. Although her body's reaction to his proximity was disturbing. Meeting attractive men did not feature among her reasons for agreeing to volunteer, and this posh-sounding, fair-haired stranger was definitely not her type.
Yeah, you have to wonder who designed these seats, she agreed.
It would be rude not to respond to his friendliness. And besides, she reassured herself, any physical reaction on her part was simply a biological response to being squashed against a man.
I'm Henry, by the way.
Kara,
she nodded.
It's good to meet you, Kara. And I have to say the plus side of this, rather snug seating is that I'm close enough to see your
Sample complete. Ready to continue?